News release. Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Lansing. Today, Governor Whitmer thanked the Michigan National Guard on the ground in Florida helping communities impacted by Hurricane Milton. CH-47 Chinook helicopters and several support crew from Bravo Company, 3238th General Support Aviation Battalion, GSAB, Michigan Army National Guard, MIARNG, arrived in Florida on Tuesday ahead of the hurricane making landfall. As part of the ongoing emergency response mission to support areas impacted by severe flooding, the MIARNG will assist federal and local authorities. Michigan will always stand ready to help our friends in Florida, and I'm grateful for the soldiers who are down there assisting in the recovery from Hurricane Milton, said Governor Whitmer. As Commander-in-Chief of the Michigan National Guard, I authorized resources and support crews to support people impacted by severe flooding and help them continue to recover. When our fellow Americans need help, we always answer the call. Let's keep working together to get through tough times. Approximately 10 GSAB personnel based at Selfridge Air National Guard Base were mobilized early this week to assist with transportation of bulk and/or palletized internal cargo and sling loads to deliver commodities to isolated areas. Soldiers may also be tasked to assist with movement of urban search and rescue teams and other first responders. As of October 10, 2024, more than 6,500 National Guard members from more than 10 states have mobilized to support rescue and relief efforts in the wake of Hurricane Milton. Mobilized equipment includes 11 rotary wing aircraft, more than 400 high water vehicles, and 16 watercrafts. The Michigan National Guard received a request from Florida through the Emergency Management Assistance Compact, EMAC. Through EMAC, a disaster-impacted state can request and receive assistance from other member states quickly and efficiently. All costs associated with deploying resources under EMAC are paid for by the requesting state. Members of EMAC include all 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands.